Number 4. In this question, you will read a short passage, listen to a talk, and answer a question about them. After you hear the question, you will have 30 seconds to prepare a response and 60 seconds to record the response. Now read the passage about a topic in psychology. You will have 45 seconds to read the passage. Begin reading now. Now listen to part of a lecture in a psychology class.
So, we encounter this in life all the time, but many of us are unaware that we do this, even psychologists who study it, like me. For example, the other day I was at the store, and I was getting in line to buy something. But just before I was actually in line, some guy comes out of nowhere and cuts right in front of me. Well, I was really annoyed and thought, that was rude. I assumed he was just a selfish, inconsiderate person, when in fact I had no idea why he cut in line in front of me, or whether he even realized he was doing it. Maybe he didn't think I was actually in line yet. But my immediate reaction was to assume he was a selfish or rude person. Okay, so a few days after that, I was at the store again, only this time I was in a real hurry. I was late for an important meeting, and I was frustrated that everything was taking so long. And what's worse, all the checkout lines were long, and it seemed like everyone was moving so slowly. But then I saw a slightly shorter line. But some woman with a lot of stuff to buy was walking toward it, so I basically ran to get there first before her. And, well, I did. Now, I didn't think of myself as a bad or rude person for doing this. I had an important meeting to get to. I was in a hurry, so, you know, I had done nothing wrong.
Explain how the two examples discussed by the professor illustrate differences in the ways people explain behavior.
Begin to prepare your response after the beep. Begin speaking after the beep.